The church is a vineyard of Christ. The New Testament church is described or defined in various ways throughout the Scriptures. The church that Jesus established is, of course, His church, in that He bought and He paid for it with His blood. The church is often referred to in the Scriptures as the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of heaven. But also throughout the Scriptures, various analogies used in reference to the church. One in particular is used in Matthew chapter 20, where in verse 1, Jesus says, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard." Jesus often used earthly stories or parables to teach spiritual or heavenly messages. In this passage of Scripture, he refers to several things that relate directly to himself and the church that he founded. He first mentions the kingdom of heaven. When one hears the word kingdom, one might reason that there is a king, for without a king, there can be no kingdom. In this case, that king would be Jesus Christ, who in fact is head or king over the kingdom and or the church. He goes on to mention a landowner. When one hears mention of a landowner, one would reason that at some point in time, this individual purchased the land in which they own. And as it relates to the church, this would be true in that Jesus Christ died and he shed his blood as the purchase price for the church. He also mentions a vineyard and the laborers who work in that vineyard. Jesus now makes reference to those individuals who live and work in the kingdom and or the church. Among other things, the church is a symbolic vineyard of our King, Jesus Christ. It's where his servants work and labor. In the second verse of this parable, Jesus describes these laborers as those in whom he has agreed upon their wages. When considering this passage, one could come to the logical conclusion that in the process of agreeing to the wages or reward of their labor, that somewhere in the discussion certain expectations were established so that the laborer was very clear as to what was expected of them in order that they might receive their wages or reward. In other words, if you don't work according to the direction and expectations of the king, you don't get paid. There is no reward. Our king invites all to work to become citizens in the kingdom or the church, and as well, he expects those citizens to serve him by doing the work within the kingdom and or the church or the vineyard. As you read on from Matthew 20 and verse 1, Jesus reveals to us that each laborer in his vineyard will be treated justly and with equality. There's also a tragic reality revealed by our Lord in that while he calls all mankind to work in the kingdom, there will be very few laborers chosen. Jesus said in verse 16, "For many are called, but few are chosen." Won't you choose today to serve in the vineyard of the Lord?